Hey, buddies, welcome back to the Femme Fatale podcast, the best podcast on the internet for all things psychology, self-help, and becoming the baddest, best versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Lauren, and today we're talking about jealousy, self-doubt, and comparing ourselves to others, and how we can really become someone with unwavering self-confidence and stop all these feelings of jealousy and envy. Because guess what, bitch? There is no competition. There never was competition. We are the only competition to ourselves. So there's a couple of mindset shifts that I'm going to talk about in this episode that really helped take me from being kind of this insecure, a little bit jealous person into someone who people feel more connected to and someone who's very much secure in themselves now. Because I've adopted these new mindset shifts and I've kind of come to realize how silly and limiting comparison is and the illusion of competition. And really, that's what I want for all of my listeners. I want you all to adopt these mindsets and free yourself from these habits that are so destructive to our self-worth. So why do we do it? Why are we so obsessed with other people and what they have that we may not? Why are we obsessed with curating these feelings of insecurity within ourselves and comparing ourselves to others? We know it's going to make us feel bad, but we still do it. A lot of it can be traced back to habit. When we're used to feeling a certain way, we're going to seek out experiences that reinforce those feelings, whether we're conscious of it or not. This can show up in relationships by finding partners that don't honor you or make you feel like you're worthy, or stalking exes because although you know it's not going to feel great, you still do it because your brain has a psychological habit of wanting to prove itself to be right. And because you guys always know that I come with the receipts, the reason why we do this is because our brain has a special bundle of nerves called the reticular activating system. Along with many other jobs, such as controlling our sleep-wake cycle and fight or flight responses, it also acts as a filter for unnecessary information. It's the reason behind once you learn a new word, you start hearing it everywhere. The reticular activating system, or RAS, will purposely seek out information to further prove your own beliefs to be right. This can be beneficial when a belief serves us, however, it can also be destructive when we hold inner beliefs that don't serve us. So what if instead of training our brain to look for all the ways that we should feel unworthy and abandoned and therefore jealous, we begin to train our brains to look for all the ways that we're amazing and deserving of not only what we have already, but deserving of what we want that other people might have as well. I wanted to start off with a little disclaimer by saying jealousy is a normal feeling and it's something that all of us have experienced at one point or another. I don't care if someone says they've never been jealous. I don't believe them. They have. And I know we carry this huge stigma surrounding jealousy and how it's such a bad and nasty emotion to experience, but I'm going to debunk that for a second. I am a firm believer that any feeling we experience is for a reason. They are all here to tell us something, and there's no good or bad feelings necessarily. It's all about how we respond to those feelings. Sure, there are emotions that we would rather not feel and that aren't as productive per se, like jealousy, but it doesn't make us a bad person for feeling them, and it doesn't make us crazy for feeling them either. The reason that most of us experience jealousy can be traced back to a root cause of fear, fearing that you might lose someone or something, or feeling inadequate or unworthy in some way. Usually people with low self-esteem or fears of abandonment might experience jealousy. We get jealousy when we perceive a threat. Having these emotions are normal and okay. It's how we react that makes us toxic or not. So although we cannot always control the feelings and emotions that come up for us, it is our own responsibility to handle these emotions ourselves and choose to respond and not to react. And it's our responsibility to validate ourselves and shift our own mindset when these feelings come up and not put them on a partner or friends and family to do it for us.
It's not completely our fault that our minds have been programmed to obsess over other people and what they have that we don't. Especially as women, we're constantly fed new fads and trends to spend money on to finally become beautiful and accepted. And our media is full of reality TV, where we get to live vicariously through our favorite celebrities, living out lavish lifestyles. And all this consumption of media translates to the things we talk about to our friends and how we interact with people's highlights on social media. And before we know it, we are so wrapped up in other people's lives that we are no longer focusing on our own. And we get so consumed that when we take a step back at our own life, we realize that we aren't living the life of our dreams, and we become envious of the people that are living it. Not because we can't, but because we haven't shifted the focus onto ourselves. It's easy to focus on celebrities and gossip about the lives of people you know because it takes away the hard work of focusing on our own shit and the fact that we aren't living the highest versions of ourselves for ourselves. And I am going to be honest here, guys, living that way is so incredibly boring. I know friends who, when they meet up, all they want to do is gossip, and it's like, is there really nothing else going on in your life that you have to talk about other people? You should be living such a full life that talking about others is the most least interesting things to talk about. I want you guys first to realize that you can only see in others what you already have within yourself. This means that if there's something that you admire in another person, that already exists within you. For example, if you have a friend who is super charming and interesting and magnetic, and you find yourself wishing that you had the same qualities, well, the fact that you're able to recognize them in another person means that you can emulate them within yourself. People's personality changes anyways based on the environment that they find themselves in or the people that surround them. We are constantly picking up habits from other people and adding it to our own personality. Same goes for the people who are super confident or charismatic or whatever personality trait that you want. So don't think for a second that you cannot also be those things too. I've started viewing everyone I see and even the world around me as like a walking Pinterest board. Start seeing everyone as inspiration, like, oh, they have something I want. Okay, cool. I can have that too. Or like, this person has $1 million. Do I want that? Yeah, I do. Okay, sweet. I'll go get that now. And by doing this, all feelings of jealousy and envy just start to diminish. I am a firm believer that what we desire is a direct look into what future you already has. For example, if you see a girl and she's living this super amazing, lavish lifestyle, instead of having a victim mindset and thinking, wow, I wish that was me, I don't have those things, someone with a winning mindset would instead see it as, okay, that's something that I want and I'm going to find a way to get that. Use jealousy and envy as an indicator of what you want and what you're capable of having. Now, I get that this can be a difficult mindset to adopt. I know a lot of people out there are afraid of being like delusional, and they'll often tell me like, how can I believe this will happen for me when it hasn't in the past, or I'm not in the right circumstance for it now, or like I don't have the money for it, or whatever your perceived hurdle might be. And I want you guys to see how that sentence right there, like those fears, are completely based on a victim mindset. My question for you guys is, why is it so hard to believe that someday, somehow, you will get what you want? You say, well, I'm just a realistic person. Well, isn't it realistic to believe that there are more than just one possible outcome? But you're still sitting here choosing to believe in only the outcomes where you never get what you want. Make that make sense. It's actually more illogical. You're going to believe something regardless, so choose to believe in yourself this time. Someone who has unwavering confidence and a winner mindset will not sit there and think that I will never have that for myself. So how can we get ourselves out of this trap of self-doubt and comparison and believing in this false notion of competition from others? Well, the main thing is shifting the focus back on ourselves and being completely obsessed with our own lives and where we are going. Loving ourselves so deeply and genuinely believing that we are unique, beautiful, amazing, and deeply inspirational people is going to get us there. Being healthily obsessed with ourselves and our goals and our passions will take the focus off of other people and place it right back onto ourselves where it belongs. I found that the more I build my own self-worth and my own self-confidence, the less I feel jealous or envious, and the more I not only can appreciate others' success, but actively want to help others succeed more. And in turn, that motivates me to do even better. I used to have such a low self-worth, you guys, that I would go seek out these triggering situations and get very insecure. I would waste time feeling insecure and finding ways to reinforce that rather than working on myself and my life to the point where I felt as though losing me would be someone else's biggest regret and not mine to feel abandoned or insecure if someone wanted to leave. When we shift the focus back onto ourselves, we stop giving the external circumstances so much power. I wanted to touch real quick on rejection and getting no's. I find a lot of us will be taking advice from just about anyone and letting everyone's no's affect us like it's the end of the damn world. And if you're looking for validation from someone else, first of all, the only validation you should be seeking is from yourself. But regardless, if this person gives you a no, I want you to ask yourself a couple of questions. First of which, why am I letting this person dictate what I can and cannot do with my life? And is this person even where I want to be? Do they pay my bills? Do they pay my automobiles? If the answer to any of these is no, then why are you giving them so much power? Once you start giving your power away to other people, you have lost. Once you start neglecting yourself, your values, and what you want, you are in many ways conditioning yourself to accept the same neglect from other people. Honestly, guys, we have so much power because we get to assign the meaning to everything in our reality. I personally do not believe in failure. If you told me no, okay, cool, I'm going to try again. This time I'm going to change my approach. This job rejected me. Okay, what can I do differently next time? If someone tells me no, I'm not going to internalize it and make it mean that I'm never going to get what I want. This is the mindset that we need to adapt. You only need one yes. You only need one person to accept your resume, one agent to scout you, one love of your life to marry, hopefully. Once you internalize a no or a rejection, you've just made it real in your reality. You need to be your own yes. I don't care about getting their yes because I'm going to give myself the yes, that kind of attitude. I am the yes, that kind of attitude. I need you guys to stop giving up so easily and letting other people decide what you can and cannot do. I know we all see these people who are overnight successes and we think we haven't gotten there yet, we should just give up. But what we haven't seen is the 10 years of failure and rejection it took to get there. Stop comparing your day one to their year 20. You don't know their journey to get to where they are today. As I've stated before, these feelings of jealousy or envy come from the fear that something you want or have is going to leave. It's a feeling of not being in control. Of course, there will be times where a situation is seemingly out of our control, but it's an important mindset shift to look at what is in our control. And to be honest, I don't think in the self-help community we actually give ourselves enough credit for what we do have control over. And what we always have control over is ourselves and our perception. So how do we really break free of comparison and jealousy? I first need you all to realize that it is so counterproductive to even acknowledge competition. The focus needs to be entirely on ourselves, our goals, and where you're headed. I want each of you to be completely obsessed with yourself, that anything that someone else does or is doing out there is completely irrelevant to your own success, because it is. Now, I don't mean that narcissistically, like people don't matter. I mean that I want you guys to have the confidence where it doesn't phase you or sway you out of your self-belief, no matter if someone tells you no or rejects you, because what we have complete control over, no matter what, is ourselves and how we react to and perceive situations. At the end of the day, we are only competition, because we are in direct control of our own lives. The only thing holding us back is ourselves, and when we choose to reside in a reality where we hold an abundance mindset and a belief that there is room for everyone to win and succeed, who are we really even competing against? We're going to get no's, rejection is going to happen, but it's up to us to be able to change the way we perceive these rejections and not let them get in the way of where we're going next, or not to let them stop us from trying again. I hope through this episode, you guys realize that it is rarely about other people. Self-doubt, jealousy, envy, comparison, and even competition is never about anyone else other than yourself. That is why it's so incredibly important to focus on yourself and building your inner worth and confidence to the point of not caring about what others may or may not be doing. And not comparing yourself and feeling jealous because you have all this amazing stuff going on in your own life. That being said, I want to leave you all with this quote. The only opinions that you need to worry about are that of your 8-year-old self and your 80-year-old self. I hope you all enjoyed this episode. I know it was kind of all over the place there for a bit and I went on a mini rant, but if you did enjoy, please share this episode. And if you would like to follow the podcast on social media, our Instagram is at femmefatale.podcast on Instagram. Thank you all for listening. Bye.